One of the challenges of the situation we find ourselves in for many is the lack of chevra, the lack of getting together with friends, and that's most often felt on Shabbos. On Shabbos, many people have company, they go to company, and it's an integral part of our social life, of our being, is that ability to interact with each other, and that has been taken away from us. There are some positive elements to that. Those with younger children can spend more time with their younger children and focused on their younger children. People can spend more time with their spouses and develop their own home, but it's challenging. And one of the things we're missing out is on the bracha, which is called Birchas Ha'oreach. And I'd like to discuss that bracha this evening, the bracha that's in benching, the bracha that the guest gives to the Baal HaBayis in benching, in Birkas HaMazon, and we'll try to understand that bracha. In the new benchers, and I'll explain in a little bit why in the new benchers, there's a tefillah that's put in benching, Yiratzon shelo yivosh Baal HaBayis lo ba'olam hazeh v'lo lo'olam haba v'likalim ob l'chanachatav v'nuchasim tzlachim v'krovim l'ir, and there's a beautiful tefillah, a beautiful bracha, which some say, some don't, and what ends up happening often is people end up mumbling it, and they say like the last couple of words out loud, Me'atav Yad Olam, so the Baal HaBayis can say Amen. It's almost the opposite of Barchi Nafshi or L'David, where people scream out Barchi Nafshi, or they scream out L'David Hashem Ori Reishi, and mumble the rest of the words. Here you find that many people are mumbling this, they're hedging their bet, should they say it, should they not say it. They end up saying it, at the end they do out loud. Why do some people say it and why some people don't say it? Is it only on Shabbos? Or should you be saying this bracha during the week? If you go and enjoy a barbecue at someone's house when things get better on a Sunday night, you're there for a Hanukkah party. Have you heard people say this bracha not on Shabbos? Do you need a zimun for this bracha? Or if you're at another person's house, it's just the two of you, can you say this bracha? Only the mezamin says the bracha if there is a zimun? Or anyone can say this bracha. Do women say it? Why do we even say this bracha at all? Where do we have this idea that one person gives a bracha to another individual? I understand that by the Hasidim, getting a bracha is a very big deal. Even by some non-Hasidim, to go to a tzaddik, to go to a Talmud Chacham, to get a bracha, there's something about that. But why is my bracha worth anything to you just because I'm eating at your house? The Gemara says, Altia Birchos Hedyot Kala Beinecha. Don't take lightly the bracha of a simple person. But why are we reciting this bracha now? Not every time we do an act of chesed, does the recipient of the chesed offer a bracha, a blessing, a prayer to the one who fulfills the chesed. Bikur Cholim, the chola when you leave, doesn't offer you a tefillah or a bracha. The ani who receives tzedakah doesn't recite the bracha. What is special, what is unique about the Birchas Ha'oreach? What does it mean? Why do we say it? Why do some not say it? And I'd like tonight to try to understand a little bit what's behind the Birchas Ha'oreach. It's interesting that, and we'll start with almost the end, there's a big discussion, debate, whether it should be said and if it was in benchers at all. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who lived from 1697 to 1776, published his Siddur, which became a very popular, almost authoritative Siddur, the Siddur Yavetz, published in 1745. The Yavetz writes, he quotes his bracha in source number one, and if you look at the screen, you should see it in source number one, Hare Mavur HaNusach Kol Tzarecho She'en Bo Mil Levatala. This Nusach, this text that we have, which is in the bencher, there is not one word that is for naught. Every word makes sense. V'lo l'chinam yazduhu razal. Chazal, Rabbi Seinu, Zichrono Levracha, didn't institute it for no purpose. And he says, Hatumia aleinu ha'ashkenazim shehikalnu bo. I don't understand. Us Ashkenazim were lenient. What happened to this bracha? We've tossed it behind us. Chen lo yase, don't do that. The Yavetz already in 1745, or a couple of years before that, when he wrote this, was very bothered. What happened to it? Why the Ashkenazim not saying it? We'll see. It's in a Gemara, the Brisker Rav, in source number 2. It's recorded was very, very makpid that people said this bracha. Rav Zev Rosengarten, Wolf Rosengarten, who often hosted the Brisker Rav in Switzerland, when the Brisker Rav traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Switzerland for a rest, he writes, Kayadua, it's known, Shahaya Maran HaGriz Zatzal, the Brisker Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Makpid Ma'od, Al Birchas HaOreach, BeBirchas HaMazon. He was very makpid that people should say this blessing. Vaya Machshiv Ma'od Bracha Zu. He took this bracha very, very seriously. Ubizman Shashah Bibatenu Asher Bishweitz, when he's at our house in Switzerland, Omar Li Pam, he said to me one time, Rav Wolf, B'chol Eis Asher Yiyu Etzlechem Orchim, whenever there are guests near you, whenever you host guests, he was a well-known and extraordinary Machnis Oreach, whenever you have guests, and anyone can help me with the Yiddish, Mont Baizei, demand of them, Sheyivarchu Eschem Birchas Harech. Demand that the Orchim give you this bracha. It's in the Gemara. So the Yavetz in 1745 and the Brisker Rav 200 years later, plus a little bit, didn't understand why are people not saying this bracha. It's interesting that there's somewhat of a contradiction or contradictory indications what Rav Moshe Feinstein held. Often in America, we're paskening, our hanhagar custom was established, well, not necessarily for Moshe or Rav Henkin, but Rav Moshe played a major role in that. And it's quoted in a sefer called Mesoros Moshe in Source 3, that an organization, obviously wanting tzedakah, so everyone has to try to outdo the other organization in terms of what they send. A Birchas Habanim card, a Simanim card, a Lulav and Esrog, Bracha, Hoshanos with the Velcro. Every organization is trying to come up with a new shtick, so to speak. A new chiddush and how to bet the Hadlakas Neros magnet on the refrigerator. There are many ideas. So one organization had an idea. They created a plastic sheet, a laminated sheet, I guess kind of like this is my guess, some kind of bencher, a thin bencher. On one side it had benching. Umitzad sheni, on the other side, hanusach shaharech tzarech levarech balabayis. This was a chiddush. At that time, it doesn't say when this was. At that time, maybe the 50s, the 40s, the 60s, I don't know. But birchas haoreach, the hiratzon shalo yavosh balabayis, vol yikalim, that wasn't in the bencher. So they created a plastic sheet that had benching on one side and birchas haoreach on the other side. And he writes, Uksharo so Rabbeinu, when Rav Moshe saw this, Amar Davar Zed Davar Tov Mod. This is very nice. This is a nice thing. This is a nusach that's in the Gemara. And Rav Moshe said that he would say this when he was a guest in Munsi and when he was by the Brisker. Who did Rav Moshe visit who was known as the Brisker? Rav Yechiel Michal Feinstein. Rav Yechiel Michal Feinstein, who was the son-in-law of the Brisker Rav, interestingly, in light of the Brisker Rav we just saw, Rav Yechiel Michal Feinstein's father died when he was 7 years old. He went to live, he was an orphan, he went to live with his grandfather, who was Rav David Feinstein, Rav Moshe's father. Rav Moshe was his uncle. The Brisker, Rav Yechiel Michal Feinstein escaped to Shanghai and immediately left with Aaron Cutler to America in 1941, I believe. Stayed in America until 1954. He ended up, before that, marrying the Brisker Rav's daughter. She was son-in-law of Brisker Rav. So Rav Moshe, when he would visit the Brisker at Eretz Yisrael, the Brisker, Rav Yechiel Michal Feinstein, would bring out a Gemara during benching to show him, to give him the nusach. Because in the benchers they had printed, I'm assuming they had benchers printed back then, but in the benchers that were printed, it was not in there. So Rav Yechiel Michal Feinstein would go to the shelf, he would get a Gemara, bring a Gemara to the table, and bring the Gemara to Rav Moshe. And in this Sefer, Mesoris Moshe, he writes in the second to last line, V'sha'alti, I asked Rav Moshe, Im yesh chiv l'omro, is there an obligation to say this? O she'yaspik ha'nusach, she'muskar besidurim, yivarech es ba'al ha'bayis, harachman yivarech es ba'al ha'bayis, ha'sev, ish ishto, ba'al ha'sev, ha'sev, osam, es besam, es arim, es kol asher lehem. Which one should I do? V'heshiv Rabbeinu ha'nusach shel ha'sidurim eino klum. Rav Moshe responded rather strongly, the nusach, an hour sitter of the harachman, is worthless. Certainly you should say the Birchas Ha'orech, like the Briskarov, like Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Now, I don't know what to do with this, because if you flip, or I'll flip, and you look at source number 4, is a sefer called, the true sefer called Vidibarta Bum, and I saw this quoted, I couldn't find it, and thankfully Ray Weintraub from Edison Yeshiva, from RJJ, had a copy of Vidibarta Bum. He left it in his mailbox for me. I wore gloves. I wiped it off. I brought it home. And in here, he quotes Rav David Feinstein, who's Rav Moshe's son, who writes, Shamati Mimoria, well, this, the author of the Sefer writes, Shamati Mimoria Rav Agon Rosh Shiva Rav David Feinstein Shlita, Dilamaisa Lonagula Hakpid Bazeh, Levarach Kenusach Abracha Shedidfas Begemara. Our minhag is not to be makpid, not to be careful, not to be particular about reciting the bracha that's in the Gemara, the Yehi Ratzon. The Yesh Lahakel, Lomar, Kenusach HaKatzer, Bebrikas HaMazon. You can make the, say the abridged version. Harachim Yivarech is Baal Bayis Hazeh. Velo Nagu Bebeis Ava Lahakpid Hazeh. He wasn't makpid on this. When he went to visit his cousin, his nephew, Rav Yechevach Feinstein, so then he said it. So Rav Moshe held, you didn't have to say it. So there's something going on over here. Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out in 1745 that people are already not saying this bracha. They threw it over their shoulders. What's going on? The Briskarov was very makpid. Rav Moshe, maybe yes, maybe no. I decided to do a little bit of research. I took out around 30 benchers I had from different weddings. Now, most of the benchers in my house are from relatively recently, the last 20 years or so. Every bencher printed in the last 20 years has the Yehi Ratzon in it. In my bencher, this is for my wedding, January 2003, after the Harachman, it says, I don't think you can see the screen, probably not, Oreach Mivarech, and it has this bracha. It has the bracha of the Oreach. Every bencher, just about, that I looked at, in the last 20 years, has this. I don't know if some of the people here don't tell us what year you got married or what year your bar mitzvah was, but you could check your bencher. I would venture to say, and that's not a pun with bencher, I promise, I would venture to say that if your bencher is from 30 years ago or more, it is probably not in there. Then I saw something amazing. And I guess I'm a little bit of a detective, and I just reached out to some NCSY people to find out what's pshat. I took out my wife's bat mitzvah bencher. I'm not going to tell you what year it is. She would probably be upset if I do that. So I took out the bencher for my wife's bat mitzvah, which is the classic NCSY bencher. It's the edited, translated, a beautiful bencher with Hebrew and English. And it's got songs in the back. Really an amazing thing that NCSY did. In this bencher, the Yehi Ratzon, the Birchas HaOreach, is not in the bencher at all. I'll tell you this much, it was in the 1990s. I won't tell you more than that. That bencher in the 1990s does not have the Birchas HaOreach at all. Harachman Yivarech Es, Ba'al Bayis Hazeh, Avimori, Imimorasi, Osives Ishti, Ba'al Bayis Hazeh, that is it, no Birchas HaOreach. Okay, understandable, a long time ago. I'm looking through my benchers, and I found another NCSY bencher. This one, not from 1990s, but printed in 2017. This is, I don't know, the ninth printing. This is from Joey Sipes' bar mitzvah from our shul. And guess what? In this NCSY bencher, it is the same exact bencher. The same exact bencher. It even has, I think, the same exact songs in the back. You know, we don't really have so many new songs. The new songs we have don't have words to them, really. So it's the same songs, the same bencher. But in this bencher, it says, a guest adds the following blessing for the host, Yiratzon, Shlo Yavosh, Velo Yikalein, Balabayas Azeh, Velo Yikalein, Balamazeh, Velo Balamabav, Yislech Mon, Vechom Mechasav. So NCSY, at some point, changed their mind. In the 1990s, it's not in the bencher. 2017, it's in the bencher. Rav Moshe, I'm not saying Rav Moshe was confused, Chas V'Shalom, but Rav Moshe seemed to go back and forth depending on who you asked. So I would like to understand, I know it was a little bit of a long introduction, I would like to understand tonight where that bracha comes from, why do some people say it, why do many people, new benchers that come out, it's not just that we're becoming firmer, maybe this is a sign of the shift to the right, I don't know. We're saying it now, or it's in there, but what happened until today? Why were people not saying it? How come some people today say it? And we'll discuss also some more practical discussions. If you're in a restaurant, if your children at your house, are they considered an orech? Can you say it on Shabbos? What about the weekday? Only the mezamin or everyone says it? These are some of the things we will discuss. And let's go right into it. There is a Gemara in Brachos in the seventh parak on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. And don't forget, if you have questions, please unmute yourself and do not hesitate to ask questions. The shir is generally very interactive, and we'd like to try as best as we can to keep it that way. There is a Gemara in Brachos Naf Mem Vav Amud Aleph in Source 5. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh Baro. Says the Gemara, Rab Zera Chalash. Reb Zera became ill. All ligabei Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo went to go visit Reb Zera. Bikur Cholim. Kabil Ale. Rabbi Avo accepted on himself. He took a Kabbalah. I mitvach katina charik saki. One understanding in Rashi is Reb Zera's nickname was the man with singed thighs. As a way to get tshuva and kapara, he put himself in the oven to see if he could handle the heat of Gehenna. Fascinating discussion, not for now. So Rabbi Avohu said, if Rabbi Zera gets better, avidna yoma tavel rabbanon, I'm going to make a sudas hodah. Normally, the chole who recovers throws the sudas hodah, and the poskim talk about, and the mefarshim talk about, why Rabbi Avohu is throwing a party for Rabbi Zera as opposed to Rabbi Zera throwing a party for himself. But Rabbi Avohu says, if he gets better, I'm going to throw a party. So itvach, he got better. So Rabbi Avohu is a man of his word. Avad seudasa l'kulu rabbanon. He made a party for all the rabbanon. He threw a sudas hodah. Kimata l'mishri, when it became time to break bread, Amar leil Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Avohu said to Rabbi Zera, lishri lonmar, you cut the bread. You say the hamotzi for everyone. Amar le, Rabbi Zera says to Rabbi Avohu, lo savor lamar lohad Rabbi Yochanan damar bal bayis botzeh. Wait a second, Rabbi Avohu, you don't agree to the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that the bal bayis should cut the bread. So you're the bal bayis, I'm not the bal bayis, so you should cut the bread. Okay, sounds like that's what he did. So kimat levrucha, they finished their meal and became time to bench. Amar le, navrich lonmar, so Rabbi Avohu asked Rabbi Zera to bench. Amar le lo savor lomar lohadar of huna dimin bavel damar botzeh mevarich. So I don't understand. First you're asking me to break the bread. That's not the right halacha. The Baal Bayis breaks the bread. And now you're telling me that I should bench. But the halacha is that the one who breaks the bread should be the one to bench. So why are you asking me to bench? So says the Gemara, what Rabbi Avohu hold? Ihu kaman svirle, asks the Gemara. Who does Rabbi Avohu hold like? Ki ha damar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Interesting to think about why sometimes the Gemara says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and sometimes the Gemara says Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Not for now, but interesting. I don't have a pshat. If anyone does, please let me know. So he holds like Rav Yochanan, who said in the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Ben Yochai, Baal HaBayis Botzeya. You're right, the Baal HaBayis should break the bread. The Oreach Mevarech. But the guest should say benching. So that's why Rabbi Avohu asked Reb Zera to bench, because Reb Zera was the guest. So says the Gemara, Baal HaBayis Botzeh, Kedesh Yisub Ayin Yofeh. The Baal HaBayis should break the bread so he could cut a bigger piece. the guest might be uncomfortable cutting and taking such a big piece of bread. You're taking out for dinner. You're sometimes uncomfortable to order whatever you want on the menu. But when you're paying for it, you could decide to order what you want to order. So let the Baal Bayis be the Botzeya, because he could cut a nicer, bigger piece of bread. Ve'oreach mevarech, the guest should bench. Why? Kedei she'yivarech le'Baal Bayis. The reason the guest should be the one to bench is so that he can offer a bracha to the Baal Bayis. Ask the Gemara, my mevarech, what's this bracha? We never heard of such a thing. We know what benching is. What's this bracha? Yihi ratzon shelo yevosh Baal Bayis b'olam hazeh v'lo yikalim l'olam haba. Let it be Hashem's will that the Baal Bayis should not be embarrassed, should not suffer any shame, not in this world and not in the next world. The Rebbe Moshe Badvarim, and Rebbe added on more words. The Yitzlach Mod B'chol Nechasav, he should be successful in real estate. His property and shtup yourself in our property should be close to the city, and the Satan shouldn't get you, and you shouldn't know of any Averas from now and forever. That is why the Oreach, the guest, should be the one to bench, so that he can offer this bracha to the Baal Habayis. That's the Gemara. This Gemara, which is seemingly not, no machlokes, no one seems to disagree or argue on this bracha, it seems pretty clear. There is an opinion that Botzeya should be Mevarech, which was the opinion of Rebbe Zera, but the Gemara seems to indicate that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, the Oreach, the guest, should recite the bracha. This Gemara is quoted lehalacha in the Rush. This Gemara is quoted lehalacha in the Rambam, and this Gemara appears in source 6 on the next page in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Aleph, Gadol Mevarech. If you have many people at your table, the Gadol, the biggest Talmid Chacham, the greatest person should be the one to bench. Afil above the sofa, even if he came at the end of the meal. Vim Ratzel Litain Rishos Lekatan Levarech Rashai. If you want to give permission to a non Gadol to make a bracha to bench, he can. Vahani Mili Kishain Shamorech. That's only true when there's no guest. Avalim Yesha Moreach. If there's a guest, who Mevarech? He should be the one to bench. I feel when Baal Bayis Gadol Mimenu. Even if the Baal Bayis is greater than Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Luban has company at his house, undoubtedly the Oreach is not as great as Rabbi Luban. The Oreach should be the one to bench. Why? Kadei Shivarech Baal Bayis. Uma Bracha Mevarcha. What's the Bracha? Yiratzon Shelo Yevosh V'lo Yikalein Baal Bayis. No Machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch says the Baal Bayis doesn't want a Bracha. He's entitled. He can bench himself. He's allowed. I'm not obligated to receive the bracha from you. But if you have a choice in giving out the benching, give the benching to an oreach, to allow the oreach to recite this bracha. And this bracha in the Shulchan Aruch is the exact bracha that's mentioned in the Gemara, in the Rambam, and in the Rush. Yet, until, I don't know when, 1990, whatever, this bracha wasn't really in benching, in benchers, in 1745, in Sidra Yavetz, he already points out, where did we go wrong? What happened to this bracha? So the Ma'adani Yom Tov, who's a commentary on the Rush, it's from Yom Tov Lipman Heller, the Tosos Yom Tif, 1575 to 1654. What's nice about Zoom is you can't tell that I'm reading that off of a note, so it sounds impressive that I know what year he was born and what year he died. I really don't. But because I'm behind the screen, you can't tell what's up on my screen. So the Tosos Yom Tov, who's famous for his commentary on Mishnah, has a commentary on the Rosh called Ma'adani Yom Tov and the Lechem Chamudos as well. And he writes in Source 7, Mi Yomai Temehesi Al Shemishan Nenusach Binyan Acher. My whole life, I can't understand why we changed this bracha. I don't understand. It's a Gemara. It's a Rambam. What happened? Well, this is 200 years before the Yavetz. 200 years before, Yaakov Emden said, I don't know what happened to this bracha. The Tosos Yom Tov in the late 1500s, early 1600s, is pointing out, I can't understand why we're not making this bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to go this way as well. In source number 9, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Mishin, this is scary, Mishin Nostin Lola Varech, Ve'enu Mevarech, Mekatzrin Yamav. If someone is offered the opportunity to bench, and they decline, they don't want to do it, it might mean they decline the opportunity to say the Birchas Oreach. I think that's what it means. So you're at my house, Mirtz Hashem, soon we'll all be together, and I ask you to bench, and you bench, and you don't say the Birchas Oreach. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mekatzrin Yamav, your days will be shortened. So the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because you have to give a bracha. The only reason you're benching is to give a bracha to the Baal Bayis, and you should be like Avram Avinu, Varchacha, Mevarcha. We give brachas. Why should that be? So in the Shaharat Zion, which is the Mishnah Berurah's comments to the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, Kayom Shebelav Hachi Haminog Eitzel Kol Oreach Lomar Rachman Yivarech is Baal Bayis. Says the Chafetz Chaim, nowadays, since anyone who's benching is saying, Harachman Yuvarech is Baal Abayis Hazeh, maybe that suffices to fulfill Birchas Oreach, and maybe this whole issue of Mekatzrin Yamav for not giving a bracha to the Baal Abayis, maybe that's not true. But why? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain what happened to Birchas HaOreach. Why would you not say the Birchas HaOreach? What happened? Why are we veering off of a Gemara? So I'd like to share with you four potential defenses for those who do not say it. A defense for those in the 1700s of Yaakov Emden, in defense of those who visited Schweiz, Switzerland, by Rav Wolf Rosengarten, who wouldn't say it? A defense, not that Rav Moshe Feinstein needs our defense, Chas V'Shalom, but a defense of Rav Moshe, a defense of the NCSY bencher in the 1990s, and a defense of anyone here. Please let me know if you opened up your bencher from your wedding, from your bar mitzvah, and let me know if it had it in there. If not, we'll offer four defenses for this minhag. So there's a lavush. The lavush says, this idea of Gadol should bench and not a Katan, a person's a good Jew, not a good Jew, says the Lavush, this doesn't apply anymore. Nowadays, if you're going to go around, imagine like at the OT Shalosh Shudas, we're going to go around and decide who's the biggest Gadol. It's not going to go well. We have enough fights over who gets the Amud, not in our shul so much, but in other shuls. There are enough fights, who gets the Amud, who gets which Aliyah, who gets which Psichan, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. People go crazy for Kavod. You're going to start getting into fights of picking who's the Gadol, who's Hagun, who's appropriate and proper, and who's not Hagun, appropriate and proper. Don't give them the Bracha. It's going to lead to fighting. So nowadays, says Lavush, the Baal HaBayis just picks whoever he wants to bench. Don't even think about it. Don't try to calculate in your head who's been through Shas more times, who's the bigger tzaddik. It's going to lead to fighting. Says Lavush Baal HaBayis, the second line, No Sein Lavarech L'Misha Yirtze B'mikre Ba'alma Ini Mini Mini Mo B'li Shum Hakpadas Gadol Katan O'Hagan O'Ein O'Hagan. He's not particular about who's proper, who's not proper, who's the great, who's not. Just give it to whoever you want to give it to. Says the Nachlas Tzvi, who's a commentator, Tzvi Ben Rabbi Yosef Levi Katz, the end of the 16th century, a well-known commentary on Shulchan Aruch, says Nachlas Tzvi, this is the pshat why we don't say this bracha anymore. If the whole reason in the Gemara why you say this bracha is so that the Oreach, the reason why the Oreach benches is to give this person a bracha, by saying the regular bracha, it's going to lead to fighting. Who's the best Oreach? Who's the Gadol? Who's Hagun? Who's not Hagun? And the Lavush says, we just give it away to whoever you want. Ini, mini, mani, mo. Don't be particular about who's a Gadol, who's not a Gadol. So because of that, they just did away with the whole thing. to avoid fighting. It's for the sake of shalom not to say the bracha. That is approach number one. Approach number two is Rav Sternbach, Rav Moshe Sternbach Shlita, from Eretz Yisrael, Harnof, author of the Sefer Tshuvas V'Hanhagos. So he quotes the Rambam. If you take a look at the Rambam in Source 14, there's some very interesting words of the Rambam, and if we analyze the Rambam, we'll see the Rambam didn't really need to write these words. It's not really in the Gemara. The Rambam writes in Source 14, and I lost it up here. Here we go. Bracha Revius, the fourth bracha, that's the bracha that Tov Ameitiv, Akel Avinu, Malkenu, Adreinu, Barenu, Golenu, Yotreinu, Tzarek Lahaskir Ba Shalosh Malchios. You have to reference the Malchus of Hashem 3 times, which we do. Brachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel Avinu Malkenu, and then we say Amelech HaTov. So 3 Melech. Ukishmevarech HaReich Eitzah Balabayis. When the guest eats by the host, Mosif Ba Bracha LaBalabayis. He adds a bracha to the Balabayis. Kate said, Omer, what Kate said, what does he say? What does he do? Omer Yehi Ratzon, Shelo Yevosh Balabayis Bal Mazev, Lo Yikam Lo Mabba. V'yesh lo reshus lohosif bebrachas bal habayis ulaharichba. You have permission. You're given an allowance to add on to this bracha and say what you want. Now it's very interesting. Judaism, liturgy is not usually like that. We know we could add things into our davening in Elokai Netzor, in Shema Kolenu, but not as like a formal text, as your own tefillah. The Rambam says, V'yeshlo reshus lohosif. And the Kesef Mishnah says, in Source 15, the commentary on the Rambam, V'zeo shakasa rabbeinu v'yeshlo reshus lohosif. This which the Rambam writes, that you have permission to add, kolomar, what does it mean? Sha'akol l'fi ma sheyirtzu lohosif u'laharich u'pashadu. It's all based on what you want. What do you want to do? You want to say a lot? You want to say a little? You want to say less, it sounds like? He doesn't say there's a minimum. Give a bracha to the balabais. Wait, you could say hiratzon shleivosh. You could say whatever you want. So says Rav Sternbach, you see from this Rambam that the actual text is not the ikur, is not the main focus. The focus is to give a bracha to the balabais. So if that's true, if you say Harachaman who Yuvarech is Bal Habayis Hazeh Vis Ishto Balas Habayis Hazeh Osam Vis Besam Vizar Vis Kosher Lahem, you fulfilled Birchas HaRech. You gave a bracha to the Bal Habayis. And says Rav Sternbach, based on this, in the third line in Source 16, V'lachin, Rabim Lo Nahagu Hayom Levarech Bal Habayis Benusach Yehi Ratzon Hanal. Many do not. V'lo Avru Dina De Gemara. They don't violate the law of the Gemara. Shmi Ikra Adin, Yotzin B'Birkas HaMazon Shalanu, Kishmevarech Balabayis, B'Harachman. They're Yotze with the bracha of Harachman Yivarechas Balabayis Hazeh. Says Rav Sternbach, it's not about the text of the Gemara, it's about the bracha of the Balabayis. That's how he's understanding the Rambam with his Kesef Mishnah. So say what you want to say. You want to say a little bit more? Because of the hate. You want to say a little less? That's fine also. And therefore, you'd be Yotze with the Harachman who Yevarech as Bal Habayis Hazeh. That is defense number 2. Defense number 3 is fascinating. Defense number 3, Tshuva Mishnah Lachos, he explains as follows. In the times of the Gemara, what was their benching? What was their benching? They had 4 brachos. Birchas Hazan, Nodolcha, which is Birchas Haaretz, Rachim, which is Uvnei Yerushalayim, the Bircha of Yerushalayim, Hatov Ameitiv, which is the Derabanan, the 4th bracha, and the benching would end at Aliyah Chasreinu. And that was it. Benching would end at Aliyah Chasreinu. Therefore, they wanted to add a bracha. There were no other tefillos that were said. We have a whole range, a whole plethora of beautiful tefillos of the Harachamans, personal request, which is why some don't say it on Shabbos. Minhag Agra was not to say the Harachamans on Shabbos, was to stop at Ayah Chasreinu because they're personal requests. Harachman Yimloch Aleinu, Harachman Yifarnasenu B'chavod, Harachman Yispor Leinu Atzavreinu, etc., etc. So he says that in the times of the Gemara, where there were no other tefillos, Chazal had to institute one set text for you to say. You couldn't leave it up to each person to recite whatever they wanted. But over the years, he doesn't explain when and how and why, Chazal added on to benching all the harachamans were added on. Eight harachamans. One of the harachamans they added on was harachamans shachan abracha meruba bayis hazeh val shulchan zeh shachan olav. And once they made the bracha of hashulchan zeh shachan olav, they extended to make another bracha for the Baal HaBayis. So now that we have those brachas anyways, there's no reason to have a different text of Birchas HaOrech. But in the time of the Gemara, where there was no other additional, unique, individual tefillos, harachamans, so Chazal needed to institute a set text of the Birchas HaBaal HaBayis, Birchas HaOrech. But now we don't need that, because we have all these other tefillos, so it kind of made sense to keep with the theme, or the style, the type of tefillah of the rest of the harachamans. That is defense number three. Defense number four, which will play out for another practical case, which is source number 18, from Nassim Gestetner, Zichut Sagla Vracha. He says, very interestingly, as follows. In the time of the Gemara, who benched? It's very clear that only the Mezamin would bench. How do I know that from our Gemara? If everyone would bench, why would I need for the Oreach to be the one to lead benching so he could give me a bracha? No matter who's leading the benching, you have to bench. And if you're benching, you'll give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. It must be, and there are a lot of indications like this, that in the times of the Gemara, and there's still some who say to do this way, I think at Rav Schechter's house they do this. Gra, I believe, did this. In the times of the Gemara, it's clear that only the one leading the benching would bench. Everyone else would sit there quietly, listen, and be yotze, birchas hamazon, benching with that zimun. It seems to me that is the real understanding and the real goal of Zeman. Why that's changed today is a fascinating discussion, not for tonight's year. But says Rav Nassim Gestetner in the Tshuva Lahoros Nassim, since he was the one making the bracha, the one reciting the bracha, he was almost infused with a koach of bracha. He is reciting four brachos, maybe five, depending on how you learn what Zimun is. He's reciting four brachos for everyone. There is a chashivus, a value, an importance to his brachos. His bracha is responsible for the benching for everyone at the table. So since he's the one to bench for everyone, his brachos are more valuable, are more focused, are more inspired. So let him recite the Birchas HaOrech. But today, when everyone benches on their own, not just the Mezamin, the one leading the Zimun, Rabbi Sinai Varech, says the benching for everyone. I haven't seen that except when I had a meal at Rav Schechter's house, if my memory serves me correctly. Everyone that I've seen everywhere else benches on their own. So therefore, the one leading the Zimun, there's no value, there's no koach habracha, no one is infused with that added ability to give brachos, whatever exactly that means, so there's no point to say the Berachas HaOrech anymore, and therefore we could suffice with the Harachman. Those are four defenses of the minhag. Either it's to avoid fights, for the sake of Shalom, don't be makpid on who benches, just do away with it. That's the Nachlat Tzvi explained to Lavush. Rav Shturmach, based on the Rambam, that the Rambam, it's not a set text, do what you want, basically. Give a bracha. You want to give this bracha longer, shorter, this style, that style. So you be yotze with the harachman, you said the bracha. The tshuva mishnah halachos, that only in the time of the Gemara where they had no harachman, so you needed to say the bracha zareh. But today we have the harachman, so the harachman for the baal bais is enough. And Rav Nosson Gishtetner, the koach habracha is only in the one who's benching for everyone. Now, these are defenses. Are they compelling? I leave that to you to decide if they're compelling. Apparently, they're compelling enough for all those who printed benchers. It's not like they wanted to save money and it's fewer pages in the bencher. They just sort of charge people more money. And it's not such a long tefillah. So it was compelling to everyone prior to 1990, 1980, until that organization printed that plastic sheet and sent it to Rav Moshe. It was compelling enough. The Brisker Rav didn't think so. Rav Yaakov Emden didn't think so. I leave it to you to think if it's compelling enough. Every bencher that's printed today that I've seen, so I shouldn't say every bencher, every bencher that I've seen that I have in my house, 30, 40 benchers, all have the Berachas Areach. And to me, these pshatim are not all that compelling. So it's said. A lot of people say it. And the question is, who should say it? Most of the time, you only hear the mezamin say it. Why should that be? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, in the times of the Gemara, this is in Source 19, in the times of the Gemara, only the mezamin benched. So therefore, he was the one and the only one to say Berachas Areach. But today, Upashadhu, the Achshav, Source 19, Shkolach, Mevarak, Berachas Mazon, everyone benches. Mechuyav, Kol, Areach, Mevarak, Berachazu, Afshal, Kibdu, Baal Bais, Berachas HaZimun. Even though you're not leading the benching, you weren't asked to do the Zimun, but why should that matter? In the times of the Gemara, that was relevant. Today, it's not relevant. Every person should say that. Rav Al-Yashiv, Zichr Tzak, Levracha, and his Sefer on Brachos, says the same thing. Even though initially it was instituted only for the Mezamein, all guests today should say this bracha, and the Brisker Rav, in classic brisk understanding, disagreed. The Brisker Rav said that the bracha was instituted for the mezamin. You're right, nowadays it's different, but that's not what the takana was. The takana was for the mezamin, and therefore it remains in the hands of the mezamin. I'll just go through a couple very quickly, interesting practical shilas that I saw discussed in different svarim. What about in a restaurant? Are you considered a guest or are you considered a host? So Aruch HaShulchan says, if you're paying for the meal, you're not the guest, you're the host. So if you're at a restaurant, you don't have to say the harachman yivarach is baal bais hazeh. You're paying for it. It's not about the physical edifice that you're in. It's who's the baal bais. Interestingly, and I was shocked when I saw this, both the Magen Avraham and Rav Al-Yashiv both write, or it's the Magen Avraham and Rav Al-Yashiv following on his heels, that children eating at their parents' homes are considered orchim. And they would recite this bracha. Whether you're going to go with Harachman Yivarkas Baal Bais, you're probably going to say Yivarkas Avi Mori Baal Bais. But for those who are going to be makpit to say the Berachas Ha'orech, which I personally think one should, because I think the four defenses, the four svars are not super compelling. Children eating at their parents' house, Rabbi Yashiv, and I'll show you on the next page in a minute, says that children, based on the Smagen of Ram, should recite it. I'll show you the Rabbi Yashiv after another Yishayla. What about Bachrim, students in yeshiva? Are they guests? Who are they guests of?
Children's house.
What?
What about parents eating in their children's house?
Who would host their parents? I'm kidding. That's my father talking. I long to host you again. I would say probably yes. We need brachas as well. If you bring the food and you pay for dinner, that's a different story. I'm not saying you need to do that. I'm just throwing it out there. The Rabbi Abba Ben Sion Shaul says that Bachrim, who eat in yeshiva, or members of Kol or in yeshiva, they should say Berachas Ha'orech and have in mind the donors who provide the money so the yeshiva could buy the food. Someone's paying for it. I guess he's assuming there's no tuition. In a Kol, there's no tuition. Someone's paying, writing the check to allow them to have a meal. So you should have that in mind. You should say the Berachas Arech, and Rabbi Yashiv disagrees. So in Source 25, the Sefer Ashrei Ish, which are Psakim Halachos of Rabbi Yashiv, he writes on the second to last line, Kimochein min haroi shekol b'nei habayis hasmuchim al shulchan avihem sheyivarchu brachazu. All family members in the house who are somech on their parents, they're relying on their parents, so they should say this bracha. Ulam b'nei yeshiva einam tzrichim l'shanos hanusach v'lomar bracha sarech. B'nei yeshiva do not have to. I thought that was an interesting discussion. I don't want to go so long, and I want to end with a Dvar Machshava from Rav Kook, which I think is unbelievable. I'll just very briefly, there is a major discussion, when should this bracha be said? In almost all the benchers that I have that have this bracha, it's said right before the Harachman Yuvarach is Balabayis Hazeh. So it's Harachman Yishachlonas El Yelan Aviz Achur Latov, Vivasar Lanu Besaras Tovas Yeshuas Venechamos, Yihiratzon Shalo Yivosh Balabayis Ba'olam Hazeh. I saw in one bencher from Gavi Srego, which is Eileen Wachshel's grandson's bencher, there it has a tefillah for the Baal HaBayis and for the Baalas HaBayis, which I had not seen before that. So there's Yihiratzon Shalo Yevosh Baal HaBayis and Yihiratzon Shalo Tevosh Baalas HaBayis, which is very interesting. But in all the benchers, that's where it comes up. And that's where Rabbi Yashiv in Source 26 said as well, it should not be said after Ayah Chasrenu, it should be said after the Harachamans, before the Harachman Yivarach is Baal HaBayis Hazeh. The Brisker Rav and Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer, student of the Brisker Rav's father, student of Rabbi Chaim, they both learned in the Rambam, they inferred from the Rambam that should it be said right after Ayah Chasrenu. Because we saw the Rambam previously, it's here in Source 27. The Rambam says, Bracha Revius Tzarech Lahaskir Ba Shalosh Malchios. In the fourth Bracha, you mentioned three, the Melech, the notion of Malchus three times. And then immediately writes the Rambam, Mukshimuvarech Arech Eitzel Baal HaBayis, Mosef HaBracha. And then the Arech, in the same Halacha. What's it doing in this Halacha? It's part, according to the Rambam, says the Brisker Rav and Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer, and I'll post the sources for the shir, so you can look at it later. Usually we hand out a source sheet. They both infer from the Rambam that it should be said immediately after Ayah Chasrenu. It's part of that bracha, to the point that Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer, in the Sefer Eben Ozel, says, you should not say Amen to Ayah Chasrenu. Ayah Chasrenu is the end of the bracha, normally. Normally, when someone says Ayah Chasrenu, you say Amen. But since the Berachas Arech is part of that bracha, you can't be mafsik between, you can't stop, you can't have any hefsik between the bracha of Ayah Chasrenu, of Tov HaMeitiv, and the bracha of Berachas Arech. It's part of the bracha. And therefore, both of Mr. Zalman Meltzer and the Brisker Rav held that the Berachas Arech should be said immediately after Ayah Chasrenu, and not where it is published in the benchers. But again, in just about every bencher I looked at, they had it, follows this Rabbi Yashiv, and puts it in Yeshuos, right after Yeshuos Menachamos. I guess one who follows the Brisker Rav, the Brisker Minhagim and Brisker Chumras, would probably, I didn't have a chance to call my Brisker friends yet, but they probably say it after Ayah Chasrenu. I have not seen anyone say it at Ayah Chasrenu. I didn't see it.
Were the Harachamans already there at the time of the Rambam, or were they added later?
That is an excellent question. I think later, but I'm not positive. I'd have to look into that.
So if it's later, then it's obvious that that's where they would put it.
In the
Rambam.
That,
but there weren't Harachamans.
Excellent. That's an excellent point. Obviously, according to the Rambam, you're saying maybe it's not such a good inference from the Rambam that it should be there, not elsewhere. Maybe they didn't have it elsewhere then.
Right.
So let's assume that you're right for a second. Even, and I should look that up. Even if that's true, they still infer from the Rambam that it's part of the bracha. Bracha revius tzarech lahaskir ba shalosh machos ukishim mevarech arech. It's like one sentence. The Rav Sternbach adds in Source 30, Why does the Rambam compare it to the obligation to mention Malchus three times? One has nothing to do with the other. So just like there are requirements for the fourth bracha, one requirement is to mention Malchios three times, and one requirement is when there's a guest to say this bracha as part of the fourth bracha. He writes in source 30, Hari Medame Chova Gimel Malchios. They compare that idea of three Malchios Lehosafa Bracha LeBalabais. Sheshnei Me Ikir Bracha Revius to Berachas Mazon. They're both part and parcel of that bracha. Vehem Chova Shetiknu Nusach Miyucha LeBracha Revius Kisha Reach Mevarkas. I hear what you're saying, but they seem to be saying it's more than just that the Rambam put it over here. Maybe you're right. There is nowhere else to put it. But the formulation of the Rambam sounds like it's one and the same. I didn't see anyone discuss, say it out loud or quietly. The bracha that you give to the host is equally valid whether you say it out loud or quietly. I just think people say it out loud because if you're going to give the Baal Bais a bracha, you might as well let them know about it. Why keep that quiet? Give them the opportunity to say amen to that bracha. And that's why even people who mumble it, who are hedging their bet whether they should say it or should not say it, Netav Yad Olam, so the Baal Bais can say amen. I'll close with a fascinating insight I saw in the Sefer Einaya, which is the Sefer of Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, on Agadotos, Divrei Agada and Shas. So on this Gemara Bracha Staf Mem Vav, he has a couple of paragraphs, pages, on this Gemara. I just took a couple of snippets. When I shared this source packet with a colleague of mine, a friend, he pointed out that to have a source sheet that starts with the Brisker Rav and ends with the Rav Kook, we're going to bring Mashiach. So Amir Hashem, this will bring Mashiach, bringing together, base Brisk and Beit Rav Kook together in one shir. Rav Kook says, and it's almost a idea you would expect to find in a Hasidic Sefer. Rav Kook explains as follows. In every person, even when they eat, there's an element of balabayas and there's an element of oreach. What does that mean? And the words are beautiful, very, very difficult. I'll read maybe snippets you can see on the screen right now if you can understand it. I have to call a couple of friends who are familiar with and holding in Torah Rav Kook to help me understand this. But if I am understanding it correctly, he says as follows. A Baal Bayis is a person who's has rights. He's in control. We have the ability to eat, to enjoy this world. There is value in benefiting from the pleasures of this world. It's obviously not the tachlis, that's not the purpose of why we're here in the world, but we're allowed. We can enjoy. We can be sameach be'amalinu. We can rejoice in our hard work. We can enjoy this world. That's the sense of Baal HaBayis. We're in charge. But really, we have to recognize that in this world, we're really an oreach. Like the Chafetz Chaim famously said to the person who asked him where his furniture is, we all know the story. Where's your furniture? I'm just passing through. I'm also just passing through. We are an oreach in this world. We have a higher purpose than to eat and to drink. Our purpose is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'ir b'or das Elokim, to shine in the light of the knowledge of Hashem, to learn, to build the world, to connect spiritually. It says that's benching after eating. We eat first, and then we bench. We sanctify the physicality that we just enjoyed and benefited from. So we're a Baal Bayis and we're an Oreach in this world. And he says, when the Oreach can be Mevarech the Baal Bayis, this is unbelievable. When the Oreach in you, when we recognize that we're an Oreach and we're living for a higher purpose, we're living for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we could take that and be Mevarech the Baal Bayis and elevate and bless and sanctify and enrich and enlarge and deepen the Baal Bayis in us, the element of Olam Hazeh, the element of Tanug, of enjoyment, of Hana, so then we reach the highest Madrega. Then we take the Hana and we turn that into an act of L'shem Shemayim. That's what it means, Al Derech Drush, obviously, that the Oreach is Mevarech, the Baal Habayis. And I think it's a beautiful insight. Much of our lives, you know, we're not really holding by Pasta Melech Tochal and by refraining from all Tanugei Olam Hazeh. We're involved. We eat. We enjoy. But we recognize that really we're here in this world as an oreach, not as a Baal Habayis. And if the oreach in us can mevarech the Baal Habayis in us, then we live a much richer, more meaningful, and more tachlis-oriented life. And that's the Birchas HaOreach. Whether you'll continue to say it or not, it sounds like we have a little bit of time to figure that out until we're eating together. But hopefully we'll be eating together soon, and we'll be zocha to eat at each other's homes and give each other brachos, and through that, all go back to our beautiful, normal lives. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Have a good Shabbos, and thank you for joining this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yeshka.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Excellent.